I'd like to suggest that you drop $25 a month if you can afford that. If you're employed and you can do it, now that's a sacrifice. But for some of you, it's more or less of a sacrifice. But it will get you this hoodie that you can't get anywhere else. We have your size. It's very versatile, very convenient, and just right for our climate, and will continue to be useful right into almost the hottest part of the summer because it's so cool at night here. And then, you know, you won't get much of that, and then it'll be back to the rain. You'll be wishing that you had a hood to pull over your head. And that logo tells everyone who sees you that you are a KBOO supporter, and you will be joining Rebecca, who is renewed from Northeast Portland. Thank you, Rebecca. And Leah, who is renewed from Northeast Portland. And we're getting the calls in because for 50 years, this is how we fight the system, right, Ray?
That's it, exactly, Teresa. This is your alternative radio station, your community radio station, KBOO. For 50 years, we've been bringing you the broad array of information you need to make an informed decision. And we've also been doing that with a mix of music and arts programming. So please show your support for the station. Give a call, become a member now, and call us at 877-500-5266. Or go online at kboo.fm, click on that donate button, and show your support for your community radio station, your radical radio station, your alternative radio station, KBOO.
KBOO would like to give special thanks to our local community partners who have donated food for our volunteers today. Lunch was provided by Sizzle Pie, East Burnside. Their menu consists of vegan, veggie, meat, and gluten-free options, along with salads, local beer, wine, and spirits. Sizzle Pie currently has 6 locations, 4 in Portland, 1 in Seattle, and 1 in Eugene. More information at sizzlepie.com. Dinner was provided by Firehouse Restaurant, located at 711 Northeast Deakin Street in Portland. Firehouse Restaurant offers American and Italian-style cuisine for dinner and drinks. You can find out more at firehousepdx.com. For more information on how you can support KBOO, call 877-500-5266 right now.
Good morning. You are listening to KBOO Portland, and it's our membership drive. Make history and support KBOO. Call 877-500-KBOO. Coming up at 11:30, it's Art Focus. Joseph Galavan interviews tattoo artists Elena Chun and Dan Gilsdorf. And coming up now, top of the hour, is Stage and Studio. D-May features Horatio Law's multimedia art project, A Tale of Two Ghettos.
I'm D-May Roberts. Welcome to the Membership Drive edition of Stage and Studio. Today we're featuring artist Horatio Law and his unveiling of his multimedia art project, A Tale of Two Ghettos. That's going to be performing at 2 locations on May 16th at 6 p.m. at the same time, simultaneously, at Old Town Chinatown and the Jade District on 82nd Avenue. And since it's Membership Drive, we're giving away copies of Kevin Kwan's new book, Rich People's Problems, or Rich People Problems. It's the third installment that started with Crazy Rich Asians, soon to be a major movie starring an international Asian cast, including Asian American Constance Wu of the TV show Fresh Off the Boat. Kevin Kwan will be reading at Powell's Books at Cedar Hills Crossing on May 7th at 7 p.m. We'll also be giving away not only his book, but tickets to Cabaret at Fuse Theater Ensemble, Left Hook at Vanport Mosaic, and John Hughes High, the 1980s teen musical at Staged. So we have all these tickets and these books to these shows, so you can support KBOO by calling 877-500-5266. So stay tuned. This is Stage and Studio. I'm D-May Roberts. With me in the KBOO studio is artist Horatio Law. He is a public art and installation artist and a longtime friend. Welcome back, Horatio.
Hi, D-May. Thank you for inviting me.
It's good to see you. We work together last fall.
Yes.
When your artwork and installations was part of the production of COT that I was in at Artist Rep. And I was just curious, because we never really talked much about that, but how was your experience having all, you know, your installation work, you know, presented kind of, very anonymously until the end of the show? What was that like for you?
Well, very interesting. Obviously, this is an opportunity to showcase a lot of my artwork. However, I cannot tell people who I am during the run. And each night, they will reveal the real artist behind making this artwork. But the artwork were attributed to the character,
the character in the play.
The
show, yeah.
Right. So there's a blurring of real life and artistic life,
right,
and real and fake and all those information.
It was almost like a retrospective of your work, though, because you had things that you had been doing, I don't know, for the last decade or so?
20 years.
20 years, see? I didn't even know how long ago it went back.
It was very interesting when I talked to the director, Sean Lee. Well, actually, thanks to you, Dime, I was recommended to Sean Lee.
Hey, conceptual art, I think Horatio Law, you know?
And we were trying to look for artwork that I've done in the past that might fit the show. And I decided to bring out several pieces, as well as some newly designed pieces just for the show itself. And Sean listened to my description to all of them, and he decided to take 12 pieces of these artwork.
Yeah.
So
I knew it was a lot.
Some I have in my collection, so I just brought it out. But others will have to be made by Artist Rep
Theater.
Yeah.
Well, I was just curious if you saw a pattern or evolution to your work in the last 20 years.
I think in the beginning of my art career, particularly in Portland, I was really interested in the history of Asian American immigration, particularly Chinese immigrants and Chinese sojourner in the early part of the state history when they were present in Oregon for the gold rush in Eastern Oregon. And as an immigrant myself, that become something that I'm really attracted to. And so I did a whole series of work that kind of deal with that kind of identity, the sense of dislocation come from immigrating to a new place. So that was the sort of the core of my work at the beginning, and pretty much geared toward show and work in gallery. But as my work grew, I become more and more interested in community and how to connect people to communities. And that's come from an evolution of several years. But origin really came from an incident which everybody knew was the September 11 in 2001. And that was the spark of something about what am I doing with my artwork. And if the art audience is a very tiny proportion of the population, who do I want to talk to? And I realized my interest is talking to people outside of the galleries. So that started me moving toward creating work that helped connect community, but actually also take place outside of the gallery space.
Oh, wow. Well, what an opportunity to see it all, you know, together like that. You know, that to me, it's almost like a performance what you do. It really is, because you really take a lot of time to prepare the installation, but then the art isn't come into fruition until people are there, right?
Correct, yes. Yeah. I think as installation artists, we kind of look at the art as something you try to create an experience in the space, and it's not complete really until there are people in it and their experience completed the installation.
Well, we're going to talk about a project that you've been working on for a couple of years now, and I've sort of, you know, heard the long story about it, and we're going to let the audience know about that pretty soon. But we're going to talk about A Tale of Two Ghettos in a moment. Mm-hmm. But first, we're going to go to Membership Central and check in with them, because we have a lot of tickets to give away, and you know, as an artist, you have to raise funds, right? So Kevin Kwan's new book also Coca-Cola Rich People Problems, which is very, very funny and witty and kind of dispels the myth of the suffering Asian.
Right.
And so we have tickets to a show that I'm in, Cabaret at Fuse Theater Ensemble, in which I am singing Horatio.
Wow.
And I'm playing for Lynn Schneider there. And it's a new version of Cabaret, well, 20-year-old new version. Mm-hmm. But we have tickets to the world premiere show of Left Hook, written by Rich Rubin, directed by Damaris Webb at Vanport Mosaic, and John Hughes High, the 1980s teen musical. We remember the 1980s, and it's directed by Diane Englert at Stage. Let's check in with Membership Central.
Here we are. The number to call is 877-500-5266. Damn, D-May, you sing too? Okay, I try not to get jealous about this sort of thing, but I'm going to find out that she's building spaceships. She's award-winning author. This is what I tell myself when she comes in. It's like, oh, check that out. That's D-May Robertson. I guess I'm always checking her out really carefully. I think I'm trying to see her brain or something. It's like it doesn't quite work. So I see her glasses and that her shoes match today, and that's as far as I can get. But she's really here. Wow, this is what we do at KBOO, and I want you to join because of the satisfaction you're getting from this level of humanities. 877-500-5266 is the number to call. We would like to hear the phone ring right now. It fires our jets to hear it, and we have things to offer you that directly relate to what we're listening to on the air, and I'm going to push that over to Ray so he can tell you.
Teresa, we have an opportunity for listeners to score a number of different tickets, and it really an incredibly modest price. For $5 a month or $60 a year, you can get a pair of tickets to Cabaret, and as D-May mentioned, she's featured in the show. Or for the same $5 a month or $60 a year, you can get tickets to John Hughes High, the 1980s teen musical. Or finally, you know, Left Hook for $5 a month or $60 a year gets you a pair of tickets. You know, when you think about it, a pair of tickets for $60, if you were to go to box office and buy them, you would probably pay close to that. So by making this commitment to your community station and calling 877-500-5266, you're practically getting those tickets for nothing. And think about the relief this morning after a tough morning full of insight from a variety of public affair programming. Now we get a breath of fresh air and we go to the arts and culture programming that D-May brings you. And this is what KBOO is all about, a breath of programming brought to you by volunteers. So please give us a call, 877-500-5266, or go to kboo.fm and click on donate.
That's the number.
And this is Stage and Studio. I'm D-May Roberts. Thanks, you guys. That was so nice of you. And I hope people do call 1-877-500-5266 with artists. Horatio Law, I'm here now, and he's unveiling his multimedia art project, A Tale of Two Ghettos, that will perform at two locations on May 16th at 6 p.m. at the same time at Old Town Chinatown at the Chinatown Museum and J District on 82nd Avenue at PCC, Southeast PCC. Horatio, you know, tell us about the time when you first got the idea for this project.
It started out, I was in a residency at Caldera. I was offered the opportunity to do something. They have a dynamic artist duo came into Portland to do a really big community piece, and they invited other artists to do a project along with them. The idea is to connect community. So that sort of sparked the idea of I look around and said, what is important to me is there's this Chinatown community of Chinese American who is now Old Town Chinatown now is almost deserted. Most of the Chinese community are out in the J District. So I started thinking about what do I do to help to connect them together. So original idea was very simple. I was trying to connect them via Skype and streaming images of one side to the other side and vice versa. And to kind of talk about this is contemporary time, we think that we can connect to each other really easily. And you try to talk to each other on these video conferencing platform. But I can't tell you how many times that we try to do video conferencings. there's always problem, connection, disconnection, sound doesn't work well, and image doesn't work well. And so this is in a way of highlighting that even with modern technology, it's really hard to connect with each other without doing anything face-to-face. With this particular project, I was interested to see not just a face-to-face things, but also about culture transmission. So Old Town Chinatown have lots of history. As you know, if you go to the Portland Chinatown Museum, which would be open in June, you will find a lot of history about Chinese American as well as Japanese American, and that how that history between the Chinese American and Japanese American are sort of layer on top of each other because of a circumstance, and we can talk about that a little bit later.
Well, I'll also be featuring the museum for their opening in June too.
That's right.
Yeah, so next month. But it's a pretty big deal to have this museum, and it's the Old Town Residence and the Chinatown Foundation and Jackie Loomis Peterson, right? Peterson.
Correct.
Loomis, right?
Yes.
Yeah, who has really been on the forefront of this. But at what point you had to cancel the first iteration that you were talking about of this installation, A Tale of Two Ghettos, because I think there was a misunderstanding about the use of the word ghetto. And I just wanted to clarify that too for our audience, that the origin of the word ghetto is actually, it just merely means it's a part of the city where a minority group lives in. I mean, that's basically the origin of the word itself.
Right. The older origin of ghetto referred to the Jewish community who was living in Venice, and they were only allowed to live and work in this one island in Venice, and they called it ghetto. And so the word, you know, as you describe, is a very straightforward, a minority group living in a particular place. But also implicit in the meaning is that they're forced to do that, either economically or authoritatively.
And this piece really is about displacement of really residents being pushed out of downtown because of gentrification and high, you know, property raising of rents and so forth, and a lot of businesses actually, you know, took up residence on Jade District, 82nd Avenue, because of need.
Right, cheap rent, and also their audience of their customers are out there as well because of the rent is more affordable. But there's a long history of displacement and gentrification in Portland, and particularly with the Chinese community. Portland was actually, around the turn of the 20th century, has the largest Chinatown outside of San Francisco, and which means a lot of the Chinese were living in Portland partially because of the racial incident in other part of the country, particularly Seattle, Tacoma, and California. But Portland was actually very receptive to the Chinese immigrants, so a lot of them wind up in Portland. But after the Lewis and Clark Centennial's exposition, Portland, between 1905, when the exposition happened, to 1910, literally doubled its population from 160,000 people to 260,000 people. And with this amount of the population grow, it sort of mirror what we're happening here today. So lots of places were getting gentrified, and the old Chinese neighborhood was in the waterfront between Southwest and
so
it
was the
Northwest
Jewish neighborhood too, and they were both displaced to Old Town.
Right, yeah. And that's the first displacement.
And the Japanese Americans too, yeah.
Through gentrification, mm-hmm. Yes. And then further, you know, during 1930, they were gentrifying the waterfront, so more Chinese American were being pushed out. Now, you know, they can't just go anywhere. They cannot own land because of the Chinese Exclusion Act in 1882 forbade Chinese to own land. So they're really living under the mercy of whoever wanted to rent it to them. And, you know, in a way, they're being ghettoized in Old Town.
Well, I actually want to keep you here. I was going to say goodbye to you, but you are you're talking about Portland history here, and I really want to talk more about that. So, we're going to go back to Membership Central and talk about the tickets that we have for Left Hook and John Hughes High School Musical, and also Cabaret and Kevin Kwan's best-selling book, Rich People Problems. Can you, Ray and Teresa, how's it going over there?
It's going.
It's going. We're doing well. We have a goal this hour of $500, and I know we have a couple folks on the phone, so we're inching towards that goal, and this is the opportunity for listeners of DMA's really wonderful program to show their support of her, that she keeps her finger on the pulse of the theater community here in Portland. Please pick up the phone, show your support of DMA with Stage and Studio, and call 877-500-5266, or go to kboo.fm and click on that donate button, because this is a great opportunity to not only show your support and make a regular monthly commitment, but to pick up some great tickets or wonderful books in the process. We have three different productions you can get tickets for only $5 a month. The first one would be Cabaret, the musical, and DMA is in that show. We have two pairs of tickets available for that for $5 a month or $60 a year. We also have John Hughes High, the 1980s teen musical, for the same $5 a month or $60 a year. And I think we have more, Teresa. If people pick up that phone and call 877-500-5266, they also have an opportunity to score some other tickets and a book, don't they?
You can do that. And the book that we have is Rich People's Problems by the Kevin Kwan, who wrote Crazy Rich Asians, which burned up the bestseller list and is very much talked about. It reminds me right now, as we have line, let's see, one, two lines open. It reminds me of one time we had Chihuly in here, and he had this giant glass chandelier that he made worth thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars. And we said, for $500 donation to KBOO, this could be yours. And it was just like, it was crickets, because every now and then that happens. And he was just kind of looking confused, and I was just like, okay, I'm going to borrow enough to get this thing. Because sometimes you can't, I mean, sometimes we have tickets that you can't get otherwise. And when can you ever get tickets on the installment plan, right? So call us up right now and give us $5 a month, and you can get tickets to these things we have been mentioning. And that's 877-500-5266. 877 is toll free. 500 is easy to remember. 5266 spells KBOO. That's 877. You right now, 500-5266. And we have, let's see, Left Hoof tickets. Michael is renewed from Gresham. Thank you, Michael.
As you can tell, we get pretty excited
more
cowbell here.
And we have Left Hook. Let's see. I already said that. You said John Hughes. Hi. We have Milagro Theater tickets. And that's a wonderful little place. I was just down there a couple of weeks ago. John Hughes High School Musical. And you can make your choice. $5 a month. Get your feet wet. Joining community radio. Becoming a true Cascadian KBOO Portlander. 877-500-5266. You got 3 minutes. Let us fill out our little triple carbonless copy and get that in the mail to you. It's so easy to do. 877-500-5266.
Teresa, that's right. And I think we're going to actually ask DMA to join this conversation. You know, for years, she has contributed hugely to KBOO with Stage and Studio. And I know that she's appreciated by the audience. And DMA, this is an opportunity for you to actually put in a word as well.
Yeah, it's been almost 20 years. I'm coming up on my 20-year anniversary with Stage and Studio. Yay!
Yay!
But more cowbell. I also just wanted to mention that, you know, these artists and the publisher actually donated this book, and I just want to talk a little bit about that, because a lot of times the trope for, and maybe Horatio can weigh in on this, for, you know, Asian books are, oh, it's sad, you know, these people are suffering all the time, and this book totally dispels that, and it's the third installment of his trilogy about these rich Asians in Singapore, and they are incredibly rich, and you don't even associate that with you know, with international Asians, but they are living lives that we can only dream of. You know, you think Beverly Hills Housewives, you know, Housewives Beverly Hills meets Dynasty, you know, and it's about this extended family, and they're crazy. They're crazy, you know, with wealth, but they're also like very loving to each other too. And but it's very funny the way he's written this. So I just wanted to put a shout out there that it's the most unusual take on Asian books that you will ever read. So that's available, you know, for a membership right now at 877-500-5266. But you know, these tickets, for, you know, a lot of times, you know, they're almost like face value. So you know, the tickets to Milagros for the Watterson, we featured it last week about this union strike in California with these women, Latinas, and they are just a really phenomenal story. And Cabaret is kind of, I have to warn you, there will be nudity. So, you know, if that draws people, you know, get it now. Get these tickets now. You know,
whatever works.
Not from me. Not from me. But my character is very staid. but yeah, it'll probably be the most immersive and crazy and fun. It's set in a nightclub at the Funhouse Lounge.
What's your character, Dimi?
I play Fraulein Schneider. It's the love story about the elderly love story. I'm elderly, and you know, and it's very sweet. And you know, I don't want to give away too much of the plot points, but because of what's happening in 1930s Berlin, it's so much like what's happening now with neo-Nazis and nationalism, and it's just so sad that this play is so current, but it's actually more current than it's ever been because of the current administration. So it's your chance to see something wild and frolicky, but also very pertinent to these times. And that's, we've got two pairs of tickets to that for a basic membership, 1-877-500-5266. I think I'm going to go back to Horatio now in this closing, but I do want to encourage people to support KBOO. It's such a valued resource now more than ever because of what we're dealing with as a country. Okay, Horatio, I want to go back to stage and studio. I'm Dimi Roberts. And Horatio, just in the last minutes remaining, I just wanted to, you describe this huge multimedia project because A Tale of Two Ghettos is going to be in Old Town Chinatown at the Portland Chinatown Museum, but also Jade District on 82nd Avenue in the PCC campus?
Community House.
The Community House, okay. And so at the same time, you're going to have video installation, and what else is happening?
Well, there are, in each place, there is three video installation, projection installation. The major piece is the piece that's trying to connect Old Town Chinatown to Jade District. In a physical or, you know, social media sense, but also in symbolically. So on one side, we will have Skype kind of the video conferencing. We'll stream performance of Chinese traditional musical instrument as well as Japanese traditional musical instrument performing. And that image is going to be streamed and projected in a triple translucent screen in the J District, where the performer become floating like a ghost. At the same time, the audience at J District, their image will be streamed and projected in Chinatown on another floating screen. So as if the real musician are watching a ghost audience while the real audience in J District is watching a phantom performance. The idea is that the way that we try to connect with each other is so difficult that, and then there are things that are missing. You can't just talk to each other via video conferencing. There are culture, there are history, things that in Old Town, we need audience, we need the Asian community to be, you know, frequencing the business. And at 82nd Street, we need a center, a place for people to connect, a place for history to exist and culture.
Because it's a long strip.
It's a long strip. Yeah. And I think they're building a community center and low-income housing right on 82nd Street and Division as we speak. And hopefully that will be some kind of center of community activities.
Well, you know, I think it's great that you are, you know, looking at gentrification and displacement in this, in these two different locations, as well as Chinese American history here in Portland. Mm. One, we have like 30 seconds where you can do a short pitch for your other project on May 3rd about the DACA exhibit.
I have an exhibit in Clark College in Archer Gallery. It's called DACA Lounge, a dream sanctuary. It's a project that sort of inspired by DACA student and DACA young people, that they are able still to dream under this uncertainty for their own life. And I'm creating this as a way to allow everyone to dream together in support of DACA recipients.
Well, and that's at Clark College?
At Clark College.
Okay. At what time?
I will be giving a talk at 2 o'clock. On Thursday, and 3 o'clock there's a reception.
On May 3rd.
Right. Okay. And the last day of our exhibition is Saturday, May 5th.
And artist Horatio Law unveils his multimedia art project, A Tale of Two Ghettos, at two locations, May 16th and 6th p.m. At the same time, Old Town Chinatown and J District on 82nd Avenue at the Community House on the PCC campus.
Correct.
And you can find all that at Stage and Studio. KBOO.FM/stage and studio. Horatio Law, thanks for joining me today. Have a great opening.
Thank you, Dima.
And one last pitch, call 1-877-500-5266. Support KBOO and all the great work that's being done here at your community station. We have lots of gifts for you. Give us a call, 1-877-500-5266. That's it for Stage and Studio. I'm Dima Roberts.
Good morning. You were just listening to Stage and Studio. Stage and Studio has been made possible in part by KBOO Foundation members and a grant from PD Expendables, Stage and Studio Supplies. PD Expendables sells and rents to film and theater productions, from gel and globes to paint and lights. They can be reached at 503-887-5880, or their online store at pdexpendables.com. Next up on KBOO, it's Art Focus. Joseph Galavan interviews tattoo artists Elena Chun and Dan Gilson.